Well, Paul Bongiorno is standing by in Parliament House this morning listening to that. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish. I'm underwater.
We just heard a staunch defence by Chris Corrigan of the irrigation opportunities which have arisen under the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. Clearly, this is building ahead of political steam. We are talking about significant amounts of money as far as these infrastructure efficiency programs are concerned. Where does this go politically?
Well, I think the fact of the matter is that we have a re-elected coalition government, and we have the Nationals, a very important and integral part of that government, and they are very proprietorial, if I can say that, about the Murray Basin Plan and the way it operates. So I think where we go politically is that the government, and particularly the Nationals, will continue to defend and staunchly defend the plan, and the Greens and others will attack it, and Labor, it seems to me, will sit on the fence.
Is it reasonable to be asking questions of this money and where it's going and how it's being spent and what it's delivering? Because there is an enormous pushback right now in relation to this question of transparency.
Yes, well, Chris Corrigan and I agree here, Hamish. Transparency is always a good thing, and we should have more of it. The question is, how do we get it? And once we get it, how do we know what we're getting? You see, we've had a Royal Commission in South Australia that the federal agencies weren't allowed to cooperate with, and witnesses weren't allowed to be cross-examined. That Royal Commission in South Australia was most unhappy with the plan, thought that it was flawed, and was highly critical of it. Now, they're more expert than me. It would seem to me that there is some weight to the argument that we should have a federal Royal Commission where all the actors, you know, have to be cross-examined, you know, before a commissioner. But apart from that, it'll continue to be an argument that will rage. People in South Australia are rightly concerned, but how those concerns will be, you know, put to rest will have to wait and see over the next 3 years. But if the next 3 years are anything like the last three or six, we're not going to get too far.
We spoke to the new Assistant Minister for Homelessness, Luke Howarth, on breakfast yesterday morning. It certainly was a surprising interview. He talked about putting a positive spin on homelessness in Australia, and that caused, well, probably not the day that he expected. What has been the political fallout from this?
Well, people have just been gobsmacked, really. And I think to get to the basics of this, we have a Prime Minister who is a very clever Prime Minister at political marketing. And you'd have to ask yourself, why did Scott Morrison create a special Minister for Homelessness? Unless he wanted to send a clear message, that he wanted to market a message that he and the government gets it. And it's clear from the interview you did yesterday with Minister Luke Howarth that he simply doesn't get it. Wanting to put a positive spin on the fact that only 110,000 are homeless and we've got 25 million people living in Australia shows it's hardly a problem worth worrying about. So he should go and have a talk to his Prime Minister and work out where the priorities in fact are. The next point is that in trying to clarify his position, he went on Sky and said that homelessness and community housing are separate issues. Well, that's simply gobsmackingly silly, because the states, read a report today in the Sydney Morning Herald, point out we're 300,000 social houses short in this country. That means 300,000 houses that aren't there for people to live in.
Paul Bongiorno, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Hamish. It's always a pleasure.
Paul Bongiorno, columnist with the Saturday Paper.